Good morning, everybody. My name is Sheila Schillander. It's a Swedish thing. But I'm very proud to be here this morning to present to you Arizona's initiative to implement a health and all policies approach. So I want to disclose I have no financial relationships to disclose. So today I'm going to talk about what we call our Health in Arizona Policies Initiative, or HAPPI for short. There's nothing like a good acronym. And we piloted this starting over 3 years ago. So we've learned a lot, and we piloted through our county health departments. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some evaluation results and accomplishments, lessons learned. So to put this into a context that many of you are familiar with, the Health Impact Pyramid by Dr. Frieden, really this initiative focuses on that, changing the context, that environmental context in which people make the healthy choice the easy choice. So in Arizona, we are doing this initiative in 13 out of 15 county health departments. I want to just make sure you understand that we have very rural areas in Arizona, and the initiative is almost covers the entire state and really represents a good mix of rural as well as urban areas. So the focus areas involved in the initiative, those areas in which we live, learn, work, and play, procurement policy in terms of procurement of healthy nutritional items, and then inclusion of children with special health care needs, maybe something unusual that you haven't seen in other Health in Arizona or Health in All Policies initiatives. So the funding portion, so we really pieced this together using the most flexible funding sources we could, we had access to at the state level. So we used state tobacco tax revenue, we had lottery revenue, federal maternal and child health block grant funds, and we used a formula to distribute the funding among the 13 county health departments. So the grants the county health departments received range depending on the size of the county. So just briefly to share some survey results. What we did was a survey of the managers at the county level, the managers who are overseeing the HAPPI program. We wanted to get a sense of where they were focused in on and doing work in the different focus areas and initiatives. So you can see by this chart that most of the work is being done in healthy community design and school health, and a lesser amount of work being done in the area of clinical care and procurement. So we also wanted to get a sense of where the counties felt like they were at in terms of a stage of development in implementing these policy systems and environmental approaches. So we asked them to best, you know, choose among these categories which best describes where you're at in these different focus areas, whether it's the formation stage, at early stage of engaging stakeholders, raising awareness, an enactment stage where you're really engaging with the policymakers and enacting some sort of policy or systems change. The implementation stage, where you're working on rules or plans that are implementing the particular change that's occurring. Or the maintenance stage, maintenance and modification, because we always have to improve, we can always improve upon things. So this is the survey results at the end of year three demonstrate that we still have the highest proportion are still in that formation stage at 35%, followed by the enactment stage at 25%, implementation at 30%, and maintenance at 10%. So from my perspective as an administrator at a state level, I think what's important is to use this as a tool to remind our as a teaching tool, really, to remind our program managers that this kind of work takes time, and and it helps us manage expectations. So some accomplishments, I can't do this justice, so I'm going to breeze through this rather quickly. Focused in on the different areas of the initiatives. In the area of school health, we had, and these are just examples of the great work our county health departments did. So several counties worked with their local school districts to implement or complete the school health index and help them establish their school health advisory councils and work on their wellness plans. Some counties really worked at implementing in different ways some physical activity in their local schools. And then Coconino County, which has us Flagstaff, engaged local agriculture and school garden coordinators on improving access to fresh foods. In the area of worksite wellness, what's important here is that we sort of were able to build on infrastructure at the state level that had been put into place. We have a statewide Healthy Arizona worksite program that's administered in conjunction with Maricopa County Public Health. So that's a resource of training and technical assistance. So the county health department folks were able to provide more of the local technical assistance and organized trainings for local employers. For this area too, lots of the county health departments started working within their own county structures to improve and enhance their county government worksite wellness programs. And in fact, Yuma County received a silver award. They were the only first county government to receive an award by our Healthy Arizona Worksites program. And multiple counties implemented breastfeeding policies that had not been in place previously. And last, going on in the area of healthy community design, you can see by some of the photos that we, lots of counties are working on implementing community gardens. In Yuma County, the community garden is located at a homeless shelter. And so the garden is tended by the shelter residents and food served at the local soup kitchen and sold at the farmer's market. Several counties have used this as an opportunity to just kind of establish ongoing work groups around food systems and food policy. And another area of healthy community design certainly is health impact assessments. So we have had a couple of health impact assessments occur around affordable housing. Other areas of success in healthy community design, several counties provided assistance or input on their local city's general plans. We had cleanup events, splash parks open. The city of Phoenix passed a policy that required their Parks and Recs department to notify community members about when there was a pending sale of a local park, which had become an issue during this particular period of time. So now residents have an opportunity to speak up and voice their concerns. And lots of counties worked with their partners to improve or establish new trails or multi-use trails. So wanted to share this picture, these pictures from Navajo County, which is in the northern Arizona, because what the joy of working in healthy community design is seeing people utilize the paths that you and the other work that you put into place, right? So this is the color run. It's a 5K run. It involved lots of they had the elementary school students involved in this. So it's fun to see that come to fruition. In procurement policy, we've had multiple jurisdictions adopt healthy vending policies. Pinal County is interesting, working with their, in this world of school health too, what they found was the quality, the students weren't eating the healthy food because it didn't taste very good. So they actually intervened and were able to help the the school district changed contractors and got much better quality, healthy food at the schools. And Gila County implemented healthy meeting policies, and Yavapai County is working on guidance, had developed guidance for procuring locally grown produce. The area of clinical care, a lot of the work being done here is enhancing systems of referral for chronic disease self-management. Again, this is built on kind of a statewide structure we have in place through what's called the Arizona Living Well Institute. And the area of children and youth with special health care needs. So the work being done here is there's new coalitions had been formed around children and youth with special health care needs. Greenlee County, which is a very, very small rural county, brought Special Olympics to its community. There are local resources and web pages developed. And Mojave County, their coalition raised funds for a wheelchair accessible swing. So some of the lessons learned, certainly we have no lack of barriers or facilitating factors, but barriers include certain, there's always not enough funding, right? It becomes a challenge when you have construction projects or, you know, want to improve playgrounds and things like that. The lack of readiness or commitment, sometimes community partners just aren't ready for the change. Some of the traditional challenges we have around staff turnover, the need for more technical assistance, I think, was prominent because this was a new area for many folks working in it, and not only the county health department staff, but also at the state level. So facilitating factors, the big thing that I think spoke loud and clear is the collaborations, again, with community partners was like the key. So like all of those accomplishments I shared with you, I don't know that any of them could have happened without strong community partnerships. Also support from county leadership and collaboration with other public health programs. So there's lots of leveraging of activities and programs going on within the county health departments to make this work. And then some counties were really able to seize those opportunities where they already had groups in place that are working on the community health improvement plans and the health assessments. And of course, last but not least, change takes time. We all know that, but this is policy systems and environmental work that really takes time. So our next step is that our HAPI program, our Health in Arizona Policies Initiative, does continue. It's part of a new integrated approach we have within the prevention services part of our state health department. And so we'll continue to work in new and innovative ways. We haven't quite busted the silos, but we're trying to be a little more creative about them. So here's my contact information, and want to give a special thanks to our county health departments, as well as the University of Arizona Prevention Research Center, who's helped us with some evaluation of HAPI, and our state team as well. Thank you.